Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will roll downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place.
Hey guys, another Pinging After Dark. Hope you're having a good weekend, good Saturday. Something about this Merle Haggard song, I don't know what it is, but it always kind of... guess it puts me in a solemn mood, I don't know. But a reflecting mood, reflective mood about where we're headed. And there's still some hope, there still is a glimmer of hope. As you know, who my guest is tonight, and I'm not going to... do any long intros because we don't need it. And sometimes these things, these interviews speak for themselves, and I don't need to really comment on it. Although I did make some post interview comments right after we were done, but I don't really think I have to introduce one, this one, too much, other than to say I hope that it answers as many questions for you folks as it did for me. And also opened me up to, in my mind, up to a plethora of new areas to explore in the coming weeks. So we appreciate Dr. Judy joining us. I know she's very busy and all that stuff. But let's roll this thing out. Let's get it rolling because her and I usually talk for a good clip and she lets her hair down, no doubt about it. Thanks for the support. And we couldn't do without you, folks. We really couldn't. So as we keep battling our and scraping and scratching for some respect in the podcast realm. So thanks. And enjoy this. And we appreciate it. We appreciate her and we appreciate you. Take care. God bless you.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Staying out of trouble?
No.
Good. You come to the right place.
Exactly.
How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. You hanging in there?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. We're pretty busy all the time, but yeah, we're hanging in there. Nobody's sick. We're all in church. We're all protesting. We're filing lawsuits. Yeah.
I see a lot of things going on with you. Every time I turn around, there's something else. You got something going on. You got it. What do you got coming out? Another movie?
We got another movie. We got another book. So I'm in the final editing stages of our book called Ending Plague.
Yeah.
A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. So we've got a lot of scholars in every industry, and none of them, or very few of them, are honoring their obligations. But we're trying to write it. Dr. Rossetti's writing this one. He's never talked before. He's the one that knows exactly what, you know, the Faucis and Gallos of the world did to drive these plandemics for the last 40 years. So he's writing, and I'm editing, and I'm writing, and Kent's writing. So that's what we're doing. Got arrested in March for wearing the wrong kind of mask on an airplane.
What has come of that? You have to go to court for that or something?
Yeah, I have to. I mean, it's a criminal charge. I haven't talked to my lawyer this week. No worries. But it was supposed to be on the docket April 15th, and it kind of disappeared. Well, of course it did, because there was no legal authority in any way, shape, or form. You can't. No mask is approved to stop a virus, and I had on, you know, a triple layer heavy duty silver mask, and it's like, come on, you targeted me, which they did, and cleared the airplane and let a policeman beat me up. So that was fun. So we'll go after them.
But yeah, keep me up to date on that stuff. I want to know how that plays out. But I isn't it crazy what you just? And it's no fun, as you know, going through the legal system. I've been through it, and you've already been through it before, but
yeah, no, I never got there. I just
yeah, but I mean, this the whole
and that's
whole
what they're
thing.
Doing now.
The whole thing,
same
it's
thing
like,
again. Yeah.
Well, you said
filed this criminal charge that's not a criminal charge with no authority to beat up an innocent woman on you know because you don't like the way things are going, you know.
So you got, what'd they do? They roughed you up a little bit.
Yeah. Roughed me up again, you know, as I said, took the people off the plane, the pilot, everybody goes away, and they let the Santa Barbara police sergeant on the plane, and, you know, he makes it very clear old women are such a huge threat to him by, you know, ripping my left arm out of the socket and putting me in handcuffs and twisting my arms and into those handcuffs, so every time you touch them, you can make it scream, you know, this, you know, nothing of a coward, ball-less man beats up an old woman, you know, go for it.
Well, it's a good thing you're a tough chick. Otherwise, there would be a problem, you know.
Yeah, no, my mom raised us to be tough chicks.
You got the Hungarian blood in you, so you'll be okay. You'll be okay with
got that. Got that Austro-Hungarian Cherokee on my mom's side. It's like, oh,
right.
My. They were an explosive couple, so God has a sense of humor.
Now, you said at the beginning, and you probably, or I'm probably echoing what you're saying, and you're echoing what I'm saying. Where are all these academics and these scholars who are like cowering? Are they on the? Are they getting paid or something? I mean, where are they all at? I mean,
Oh yeah, I mean, everybody's seriously getting paid to shut up, to look the other way, to the emperor clearly has no clothes. And everybody's just exclaiming what a beautiful suit that is. I mean, it's ridiculous. I just, the amount of, I went to buy a cup of coffee earlier and they've got some kind of news show on in the background and Fauci and Francis Collins are addressing the youth who are hesitant, you know, oh yeah, the youth aren't getting the shots. Why? Because they don't get sick with the common cold. And they're smarter than all that. So they're out there shaming them. Oh, you know, you need to protect the elderly. No, the shots kill the elderly. As we saw on the high wire yesterday, 300,000 deaths from the shot so far. You know, only 1% of that reported proof. It's 1%. And all of those doctors in that hospital, in those emergency rooms, are saying, nope, that's not a vaccine injury. You're a crazy woman. So the women that you, the nurses, the doctors that stepped up frontline, oh, no, you know, one brave doctor will say that's a vaccine injury. And, of course, he's never heard from again. And the women have conversion disorders and panic attacks. They were so upset about getting this shot that they talked themselves into this Huntington's chorea-like shaking where they can't even move in their in seizures all the time. Yeah, these three women, you know, they faked it. They were nurses on the front line. They stepped up and they did supposedly the right thing, what Francis Collins, you know, the head of the NIH, and Tony Fauci sitting up there saying, yeah, take one for the team. Well, they took one for the team, and now look what you did to them. So, yeah, people are scared, just like it's no different from what we've experienced the last decade. And people like Dr. Tenpenny and others, they've experienced, and Andy Wakefield, for two decades. You know, we've known since Coward Thompson put the data in his safe that Black and Hispanic people were more susceptible, boys were more susceptible to getting autism or even dying from an MMR shot if somebody gave it to them before they're 3 years old. Well, one size doesn't fit all, and one size clearly, you know, injures the most susceptible. So that's what we're doing now, is we're just killing everybody who they've injured over the last four decades with their lies. All the HIV infected, the gays, the IV drug users, the prostitutes, the Blacks, the Hispanic, the poor. This is the murder game that Fauci and Francis Collins are. And then to sit on that TV and say, oh, well, you know, you'll protect somebody else. No, the mask killed people. The masks continue to kill people. The masks drove disease. The shot's no different. 300,000 dead from the shot. And you don't hear that on the news. I think that's five times what COVID killed worldwide in the first 2 months, which it didn't, you know, by then it was long gone. So, yeah, it's ugly out there. And the people who were stepping up and did supposedly the right thing and got these shots, now they're thrown away as crazy. And of course, it's women. Yeah,
it's a lot of women.
These ballless men. Yeah, of course.
A lot of women stepping up. I said this in the last 2 weeks, just not even about the medical community, just about women in general. They seem to have be the loudest voices in this entire thing. And some of the guys are like, I don't know. I don't know where the guys are. I said, where are you guys at? Have you checked out, or you just? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
So strong. A lot of strong women out there. Thank God.
Well, thank God, there's some strong
women out there for sure. But you know all about that. I want to throw something at you right away, just because I'm afraid I might forget it if we get off and running. What happens? And I don't think a lot of people have thought about this. You have the people who have gotten the fully vaccinated, then you have the majority of Americans who have not. What happens with, if you go to the hospital and you get blood in an emergency, and you get blood from somebody who's been vaccinated, but you didn't want to get vaccinated, what happens with that?
Right. We've been quite concerned about the blood supply. So, you know, as you know from our book, Plague of Corruption, there's a company called Cerus, C-E-R-U-S. So what I basically been doing on these interviews is saying, hey, Cerus, not hey, Siri. Hey, Cirrus, you better figure out if your technology can clean up the blood supply, because we have a serious problem. And so we need, we don't know if the Cirrus technology can degrade the synthetic RNA the synthetic spike protein pathogen of HIV, XMRV, and SARS, all in one little package you've injected in every cell of the body. Yes, giving blood is going to be a problem. And I've told, they don't listen to me, but there's a fortune to be made by any company out there who can prove they can clean it up. So the Cerus technology would degrade Ebola, HIV, HPLV, XMRV, you know, and SARS is nothing. A coronavirus is nothing for their technologies. And so, you know, there are technologies out there, and for the last month, I've been begging Cirrus publicly to do something, because it's going to be, you know, we say on steroids. You know, it's going to be Arthur Ashe and Ryan White on steroids, and the first people who die. And in fact, I'm here in Carlsbad and taking a dear friend for cancer surgery on Monday. And we've worked hard the last 2 years to get her well. And of course, a lot of prayers and a lot of concern about the blood supply, but there's literally nothing I can do but talk, you know. But if people want to make money, you know, clean it up, you know, all those, you know, idiot doctors out there. If any of them have any balls whatsoever, they'll recognize their families are at risk and everyone's at risk. We can't afford to have a blood supply contaminated. So the good news is the youth, as we heard this morning on the news, are vaccine hesitant. So if the young people give blood, if we've got to ask this question, make certain that we always ask if people have HIV on the blood supply. Now you've got to make sure people know if they're vaccinated, because I simply don't know. I'm not allowed in a lab to do right. science and see if we can degrade this molecule with the Cirrus technology. But I know it degraded every other one. Those are the data we presented in 2011, March 29th. You know, their company took off, as we knew, exploded. They made an awful lot of money. So let's make a little more, and hopefully they'll do the right thing.
I watched, well, thanks for the answer, and good luck with your friend who is undergoing the cancer treatment. It's never good. So you need all the luck you can get. If anybody out there wants to throw in an extra prayer for your friend, they're welcome.
Christine is her name. And yeah, we'll be praying, and I'll be sitting there all day. So,
well, good luck to you. I saw a push lately, and I wanted to run it by you. And we've been talking about the news every day. I talk about the news every damn day. A push with Fauci. It seems like he's on a national campaign to get kids the jab. He's all about right. the kids, 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 kids. And I said this was coming for several weeks because the numbers are so low with adults, it's plateaued, and now they're going to come after the kids. Your thoughts on
right.
that?
Right. And this is exactly what they were doing this morning. They were coming after the kids, the teenagers. You know, now they've many places have passed laws saying a 13-year-old can decide if they want shots and their parents don't have to know. So right. we're fighting that. You know what? We knew this was a scumbag, like I said in the beginning. If you can bury the data that blacks and Hispanics are three times more likely to get serious neurological damage if given an MMR, three RNA viruses, before the age of 3 years old, because their immune systems can't degrade the viruses as quickly. They lean towards more antibody-dependent enhancement and pathogenic priming. Yeah, if you can do that in 2001, which he did, not stop everything and give blacks and Hispanic different shots, different times. No, ramp things up and make sure everybody's injected. So now they're coming after the kids. I mean, if somebody doesn't stop, this pure evil, It will continue, and they're killing our kids. I spent a horrific afternoon on a school board, LA Unified School District school board conference call earlier this week. I believe it was Monday. It was scheduled for Tuesday. I was supposed to give a 27-minute talk to their, or at least 25 minutes to the school board, and show them this is not a vaccine. Does not prevent transmission and is dead, you know, for a virus that, you know, 99.9% of children have absolutely no symptoms of infection, no disease. The virus doesn't cause the disease. You know, why in the world would you inject a toxin that could kill them? You know, the most pathogenic, think about that, of the epidemics, of the pandemics in our country. You've got, you know, the most toxic. You've got the H1N1 in your flu shot. You've got, and the spike protein has the SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome pathogenic part. You've got the HIV envelope pathogenic part, and you've got the gamma retrovirus pathogenic part, syncytin. So you're expressing three most pathogenic for chronic disease. Virus envelopes into every cell of the body of a healthy child, and you're waiting to see what happens to that healthy child over the course of 60 years for the common cold. You know, there, it's not a shot. It's deadly. So if people don't stop Fauci coming after the kids, you know, that's what he did. They came after us with the mask. They came in and killed a bunch of us with the mask, you know, killed a bunch of us with the flu shot. Always have. They, you know, we know what they did. You know, that's why pandemic indoctrination was so important. Go all the way back to 76, you know, when Morley Schaefer in that you know, for what was it? I don't know, swine flu.
Yeah, swine flu on 60 Minutes. Yeah.
Exactly, on 60 Minutes. So you have honest people showing, yeah, we know a lot of people get brain damage. You know, they went after us then, and now you have no or little, if you will, honest press on our side. You know, the everything on the TV, you know, walk in a coffee shop, you got Francis Collins, head of the NIH, and Tony Fauci going after the kids. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going after the kids. Spent all my time going after them yesterday was, you know, trying to educate the kids. I taught a bunch of, I guess, kids here in Carlsbad in Oceanside, California. We had a little class and we had a little virus and we showed all the little things you could do for your immune system to protect the kids against the virus. And they got it right. And so they got the questions right. And we were out in the park. So that was my 3 hours. So we're having a march tomorrow here in Oceanside, a maskless march. All we can do is educate the kids. We've taught them who the bad guys are. They know when they see Fauci on that screen, you're being lied to. And they know to do the opposite. So we're doing everything we can to keep the kids well. And unfortunately, we just don't have that kind of platform. So
yeah, he's kids, got, you know, I talked about it this morning. They've put billions of dollars into this rollout. Billions.
Sure.
You can't compete with that. I mean, you got to try to do the best you can, but it's nearly impossible to compete with that, obviously, but it's
everywhere we
else.
Go, we have everywhere I go, we have an emergency room doc coming up to us saying, oh man, 25% of the emergency room is vaccine injured. 25% of your emergency room right now. So they were worried about, oh, the COVIDs are going to overwhelm the emergency room. Yeah, the COVID deaths and injuries from that vaccine. And yet nobody is calling it a vaccine injury.
Yeah, I did a report on this and I said, in fact, that some of the hospitals we've gotten reports on, they're calling the vaccine injuries COVID related. So it's like, what?
Yeah, they're calling them the infection. Well, of course they're the disease, because COVID is the disease.
Well,
you injected the disease.
They're getting paid on
you
that.
You injected the disease and you're getting paid on it.
Right.
Correct.
It's a massive scam. Massive scam.
You did not inject it. Yeah, but we knew that. We've been trying for the last year. You and I sat here probably less than a year ago.
It's been, we've had several conversations, but everything you said from day one is, even about masks, you were talking about masks, and I was like, wow, she said that masks are actually more dangerous than they are helpful, and that has come to pass as well.
Everything in our book, Plague of Corruption, even the Sirach chapter, it reads like prophecy because it is prophecy.
Well, that's the way truth is.
That's the way truth is. We wrote it from 2014 to 2019. It was finished in April of 2019.
Well, like I said before, someone's looking out for you because the timing is impeccable. And, you know, it's a funny thing. People are not always open to listen to the truth, and then they'll view something, like you say, as prophecy, but it wasn't prophecy. It was just the truth.
it's just the truth, and they can't make it go away. That's the blessing of people like you, of Mickey Willis, of Dr. David Martin. I mean, we didn't know each other. You know, we've all been fighting this game, you know, sitting there watching the Highwire, thehighwire.com yesterday, and seeing those three women, those three nurses or medical practitioners who were injured. You know, it reads like it was hard for me to watch because that's what we experienced in vaccine court. So the movie 1986, theact.com, we're waking up America. Wait a minute, there's no liability. Oh, and it's even worse with these emergency use. You've never done an animal study? Oh, because the animals all died. So you are the animals.
We're the animals.
So wake up, folks. We're the animals.
I've said that many times.
If you stand in line and you get these shots, and then the goalpost changes every day. Sat down at coffee, and one of the sweet old men that sits at this coffee circle with us this morning, he said, "Oh, did you see there were no COVID cases in San Diego County in the last week. You know, look at that. Look at how they went down. Say, oh yeah, they killed them all with the shot. You're injecting COVID, the disease. Not SARS-CoV-2. You're not preventing the transmission of any virus. You just injected the disease. And I said, hey, yeah, the injections since December 18th killed people. 300,000 in this country since it rolled out. And that's what the high wire showed us. And then the three ladies that it severely injured to the point they'll never work again. And God knows if they'll ever have their lives back again. They're just crazy. They had a panic attack and they have a conversion disorder. It reads like vaccine court and our fun with Gardasil injury, with DTaP, with giving these young men and women puberty, these children shots. You don't give children at puberty anything. Their body is growing. Their mind is developing.
Yeah.
You don't shoot poisons into them. Definition of a virus is a poison. Don't need infectious and transmissible if you've injected it, folks. And they've known that for 40 years, starting with HIV.
I have a quick, I mean, these are great points. I have a quick something that did change in the last year is my wife had COVID. We all got it in the house as a result of her, but she was really bad. And the doctors, they sold her out. They said, stay at home. Do this, do that. Yep. Treat it as over-the-counter. What are you making, breakfast over there? What, are you having some waffles?
No, I'm warming my coffee.
Yeah. I smell breakfast all the way from coast to coast. I hear those noises.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
she had it bad, doctor. And they didn't do anything for her. She kept getting worse. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to.